Yeah.
Chicks love candor.
Who, BB Girl? You think BB Girl
BB
loves
BB Girl specifically loves candor, dude.
BB love Girl, candor. Dude. If you're a BB Girl, you're 24 and under.
Yeah.
Then when you turn 25, you're BB... You're a lady girl.
You're just a Lannister, BB dude. Lady, 25, dude. You're a Lannister. You might be a BB Lady, dude.
You become a BB Lady, and then naughty boys stay... If you're an MB, you fucking stay naughty forever.
That's true.
They live forever.
That's true, dude.
And BB girls love naughty bees. But baby ladies, not a big fan of the naughty bees.
The worst is when you get a BB girl and she turns into a baby lady and you usher
and
in a baby lady.
You're stuck with
dome,
some fucking baby lady.
And then you're a fucking, you're
still
a
naughty bee.
You're a naughty bee. But then she became a fucking, a BB lady.
And then she goes,
dude,
and finds, I don't know, what do you call a non-naughty bee, dude?
I don't know, man.
Just a mini Chad.
Just a chattel, dude. You had a
chattel. Chattel slavery. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I've been getting... that's my dark period. It's weird. You're out living it. And I've just been in my dark period, Doctor Strange and all these human phenomena, where I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
The way we're going through our dark phases has been very different.
I'm in the fucking tree right
you
now.
You stay
dude.
In.
I'm
the,
in the
you
tree.
Go in
I'm
the darkness.
In,
and
I'm
fucking,
in the tree right now, seeing the reason for everything. Just like,
yeah. But the only way I can do it is just keep going.
You're in the sim.
Just go out.
Yeah, you have to, dude.
Get on stage. You bless people with my art.
It's
use my art as a vehicle to get rid of all this sadness and bring
vital.
Nothing but love inside of me,
dude. It's absolutely
and
vital.
Find BB girls. Just find beautiful BB girls.
I just got three eye ravened by depression. I'm just like,
you're stuck in the tree.
Like, is he lame? Like, no, he just can't move. Oh my god, I'm just getting dragged on a sled.
I can't. I just
girls are so fucking evil,
dude.
Oh, I'm crying laughing.
BB girls. Are out there.
Dude, BB girls and naughty boys, it might be the best invention.
I was saying it was Soder. So when I first met BB girl, I didn't remember her name.
Because
I thought it was just a casual encounter after a show. Just a casual encounter.
Yeah.
And I thought there was a guy with her that I don't know who I thought he was her boyfriend. So then we're talking and I like noticed she was BB girl was fucking giving me the eyes while I'm talking to this guy. And I'm like, all right, chill. Like, what are you doing? The fucking
yeah, come on.
Like, and he's like, that was incredible. He was like giving me praise while this, who I thought was his girlfriend, was staring at me. I was like, all right, this is crazy. So then they
That's
walk away.
Man.
Yeah, they walk away, and BB girl stops, hits a fucking turnaround, fucking eye stare at me.
That's all it takes.
And I was like, damn, BB girl is in the fucking house. I was like,
takes,
fuck,
dude.
I forgot her name because I wasn't listening. And then we get back in the green room.
That wasn't your name to remember.
No, we get back in the green room. Soder's like, what's going on? I was like, dude, I'm fucking in love right now. He was like, what are you talking about? He was like, who? What's her name? I was like, fucking who? Baby girl?
He's talking about baby girl.
Yeah, so then baby girl was just all we talked about.
That's such a great
And then we were
name.
Like, dude, we're fucking naughty boys, dude. Because he's dating a baby girl right now.
Really?
He's got a BB girl on.
He's a naughty boy.
He's a naughty bee.
That's what happens, dude. That's when they take your naughty boy powers. If you get them pregnant and they have your child, dude, that becomes the new naughty boy, dude.
That's the new naughty boy.
That's you can't have two naughty boys in the house, dude. No, that's why I had to leave my house at 18.
You and your dad are both naughty bees, or your brothers?
I had brother.
So Billy's a naughty bee.
I mean, I was with four naughty boys, dude.
Yeah, yeah,
I had 18. I struck out. I moved myself.
You
I was like, getting the fuck out of here.
If there's more than one naughty bee in a house,
yeah.
Naughty boys don't fucking chill well.
I had to go. I had big dreams of selling middies in the city, dude. I had to get up there.
You had to fucking find your place.
I had to go sell Mexican breakweed to the city.
Selling mids in the city is such a naughty boy fucking
I made
move.
Like $60 a week, dude. It was all
that's naughty boy living, dude. Naughty boys can live off $60.
But you know,
$60 a week.
Oh, that dude.
That's
I,
naughty
I
boy
made
city.
$60 a week at a beer distributor. And then I made $60 a week selling middies, dude. I had $120 a week. I used to buy like I used to smoke like six blunts, dude.
Smoke blunts, dude. Naughty bee behavior. BB girls were probably
when I sold
flocking.
Middies. I tried to come up with a thing that was like I was like every customer I have, I'm gonna sit down and smoke a blunt with them. And then like I, at the end of the day, there was like I lasted 2 days. I smoked like 14 blunts in 2 days. And was like I can't keep doing this, dude. This is a bad business model.
Holy shit. Yeah, they.
Dude, I mean, what
this, there's
say?
No way this goes well if she hears this.
No, it will, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, fuck.
This is naughty boys, dude.
I mean, this is naughty boys.
Here's the thing, though. The longer you... Well, I don't know if that's... I wonder... The younger you have your kid, the juicier of a naughty boy you throw out. Or, like, I guess the older you are, the less naughty boy powers you transmit.
I don't know.
I think if you're too old and you can
develop,
like,
a naughty bee, though. Sometimes... Sometimes chattels, is that what we're calling normal dudes?
I guess.
Naughty bees and fucking chattels. Chattels can give birth
to a
naughty bee.
Well, there has to be a
term
for an ex-naughty boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it, but we'll have to hit the chalkboard, dude.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll have to do some fucking physics.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, you can fucking ruin a normal boy's life into making him a naughty bee.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Some trauma will shake you into being a naughty bee.
You can flip a chattel into a naughty bee.
I think I was raised chattel.
Really?
And then flipped into a naughty bee.
You think you turned into a naughty bee?
I developed into a naughty bee.
I became a naughty boy when I was 17.
That's when you flipped?
I remember it. I can actually recall the exact day.
What happened?
Date and time. I had a girlfriend who was like, she went to London. Constantly fucking just torture me with shit and just like...
That sounds like a fucking true BBG, dude.
So she went to London and the whole... Like, I just was convinced she was cheating on me. Which she definitely
was.
Well,
it's good boy.
I was being...
It's not a naughty boy. Good boy's a naughty boy, dude.
I was a fucking... I must have been a chattel or an good... I probably was a mix between a chattel and an good boy, dude. And I was just like, oh, my girlfriend. So I did all the landscaping for all her neighbors. So I was like... I'd do it for like $12 an hour. I'd do all their mulch. So I'm like... tossing wheelbarrows around a mulch, just like, all I could picture was my girlfriend fucking a British dude, and I was like, it was killing me, dude. It was fucking eating me alive. And I think I used literally all my fucking, just all my chattel, my little venom glands, dude, just squeezed dry.
Fucking a naughty bloke,
dude. And I was just like, why do I give a fuck? And just sprinkled the black licorice mulch, dude, right onto the thing, smoothed it out, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. And since then I've been icy.
Nothing
dude.
But a naughty bee.
I mean, I go in and out. I'm a naughty boy.
Yeah.
But I'll get chattel feelings, dude. And then they come, and I'm like, oh, these chattel feelings are so strong. And they wash back out like the tide.
Well, what happens is you get the chattel feelings, and then a BB girl comes, and it's like, get rid of these fucking gay chattel feelings.
Yeah, true.
And you're just straight back to naughty bees.
That's true.
I was hard chattel for like 3-4 weeks. And then one fucking glance from a BBG, dude, and I'm straight naughty bees.
That's true. They definitely can, like, Medusa head you into a naughty boy.
This is fucking crazy.
It's so funny.
Oh, fuck. Good friend of mine's also going through a breakup right now.
Really?
She contacted me. We had a nice conversation about
it. Oh, okay.
She was dating a chattel. Hardcore. But I think he ended up being a naughty bee. I think he ended up being a secret naughty bee.
That'd be a hot sex time, dude, when chattels go wild. Dude.
Chattel went wild, I think.
It's just a guy in a fucking booth jerking off.
So, yeah, he ended up being a secret naughty bee. And she didn't know.
What?
Yeah, he was a secret naughty bees.
Dude, I dated a girl one time who...
But he's a fucking tool.
Yeah.
This guy was a... I knew him, too. He was a complete fucking tool.
I knew a girl who caught her husband cheating. With a boy.
With a boy?
With a boy, dude.
So that's the double naughty? Yeah. See, that's when it's a problem. Double naughties colliding, dude. That's the last thing you want.
That's when boys get too naughty, dude.
If the double...
All right. Like, fuck girls all together!
Yeah, that's naughty bees.
I mean, that is something to be said for that, man. That is playing it safe in a way.
Yeah.
To be that naughty of a boy where you only play with other boys... Simplifies life.
O'Connie got naughty with a boy this weekend.
What?
O'Connie went out. All right, so we went to this bar. Yeah. This is so funny. We were all fucked up, and we went to this bar called the Linebacker by Notre Dame Stadium. It's like where everyone goes. The Linebacker is the fucking... It's rowdy. It's naughty BB girl central. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, you were still...
I was in chattel mode because I was away from BB girl. The distance puts you in chattel.
That's true. That's
but
true.
We were looking for tickets, and we were trying to get tickets to the game, and this gay dude was there, this old gay dude, and O'Connor, I guess, started trying to get tickets from this guy.
What?
O'Connor, like, was, like, flirting with...
He was hot-chicking him?
He hot-chicked an old gay dude, gave him his phone number. So O'Connor was fucking hammered.
Of course, it's hilarious.
And O'Connor was getting texts from this guy the rest of the night and the next day of like, hey, where are you?
Oh,
hey, what are you doing?
God.
You want to do some shots? Where are you? Like, yeah.
That guy thought he was about to Fuck O'Connor.
I was like, damn, I'd be pissed. O'Connor's like,
if I thought I was gonna fuck O'Connor.
Scrumptious, naughty B. And this fucking old gay geezer was about
naughty
to fuck
wizard, dude.
Yeah, he's thought naughty wizard.
He probably saw you guys and was like, he had a bag full of tricks and was like, Notre Dame tickets will do it.
That, like, it was funny too because we were out for a while. We were out for like 6 hours, but I looked over and O'Connor's like shirt was unbuttoned more and his hair was like messed up straight
Holy
up. I was
shit.
Like, you tried to trick a dude into tickets by hiding him.
Did he get the tickets?
No.
Oh, so he didn't get the tickets.
Well, I bet he could have. But that would have required us hanging out more
that
with this dude.
That might have required some fucking... You might have had to flip the hat around and be like, hey, dude. You probably want... Dude, imagine you just holding him up and crucifying him, dude.
Crucifying
him? O'Connor, like, punches Pilot on the side, dude. You up the top, like, yeah.
You'd be tag-teaming this naughty wizard?
You guys could have got tickets if you fucked him.
I would have impaled him, dude. For some ND tickets? I would have fucking gone through that guy.
That's funny. You try to seduce a man for ticket.
It was crazy. So then that old dude texted him about this tailgate the next day, Saturday morning. He was like, well, this is where we're going to be drinking. We ended up at that tailgate.
Stop, dude.
And then O'Connor found, because we were like, holy shit, that's that dude. And O'Connor was like, oh, fuck. He texted me and said he was going to be here. So then that dude's like looking over at us the whole time. We're like, we got to get the fuck out of here, dude.
That's fucking.
You're playing games with this guy's heart.
I mean, yeah.
How big was this dude? He was handsome.
Was he a good-looking dude?
He was thin, but he was like a tall...
He's athletic.
He was probably like 55 and like...
God damn, dude.
Beautiful hair. Silver fox, dude. He would have...
O'Connor's got like a rump, fucking nice little rump, too.
He would have put a hurting on O'Connor's butt.
He might have bottomed out.
You think
most gay guys are bottoms, don't forget. Like 70%. Tops are rare. Bottoms are the norm of the gay community. This guy wanted O'Connor to fuck him.
For sure. And O'Connor fucking catfished him hard. Like, it was like...
He hot-checked
him. He gave him the signals.
He hot-checked him.
He gave him his fucking phone number.
I mean, dude, think of it this way. He gave him the fucking... O'Connor was BB boy to a fucking...
He BB boyed. Naughty man.
He BB boyed a naughty wizard, dude. And tricked him. That guy was just as happy. The happiness you described in yourself, O'Connor gave that to another man and then ripped it out of him.
O'Connor gave him the same look BB Girl gave me after that show.
Yeah, dude.
And that old gay wizard was just instantly...
smitten.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, wait, he is coming to the tailgate. Oh, wait, why is he ignoring me? Who's that fucking hot-ass dude next to him? What the fuck?
He probably thought me and O'Connor
were gay.
He thought
he was fucking you.
Because we stood together the entire time. And, like, I would get drinks, then O'Connor would go get drinks. Yeah.
He probably thought you were fucking O'Connor. He's like, God damn it.
He must have some really good tickets.
He was having a Winnebago.
O'Connor's a twink for tickets, dude. He just goes
O'Connor's
around.
O'Connor's a little fucking... he's like a little college football lot lizard, dude. He's like, I think if you impregnate your wife from a pullout, you can keep your naughty boy status.
True.
If you don't internally impregnate...
If you accidentally impregnate someone, you're still a naughty bee.
That's also
for
true.
For sure.
That's
if you're like trying to make love and come inside someone, exactly. That's fucking chattel bullshit.
Yeah, if you give them all of your cums, dude, then you're
gay.
But if you like pull half out and you're like, no!
Yeah. Like,
or
I'll
again,
love you, bitch.
And just you can somehow shoot from outside.
You shoot it in from distance?
Yeah.
That's naughty bee
I
behavior.
Mean, that's naughty bee twins, dude.
That's naughty bee
that's
launch.
How, you know those two southern twins who are like rappers? Did you ever see them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how they were made.
Those are naughties.
He did a doggy 5-foot shoot. Dude, it was like, psht. The twins from The Matrix.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, this is a fucking...
the worst
this is the best.
We've
this
ever
is,
had.
No, this is the best. This is hands down the best.
I was making fun of that fucking bull from back home's internet presence, and then I'm sitting here doing this.
No.
Oh, fuck.
This is the best.
That was the news when my fucking secret agent gave me the dossier about
that was a
turning
my
point. Fucking BB Lady's new chattel was groundbreaking. I was smiling ear to ear. I was like, get the fuck out of here. That's crazy.
I mean, crazy. All the anguish, dude. It's like, why?
All for naught. And that always happens.
Of course.
And I knew this was going to happen eventually. It's like the last time I was in a breakup, I was like, don't be fucking gay. After the breakup, stop acting like a pussy the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this one was like, I initiated it and then was still like, I can't believe she fucking left. And it's like,
yeah,
of course she fucking left.
No one wants to see. Yeah, exactly. No one wants to see that.
She was a baby lady. I'm out in the fucking city being a fucking naughty bee.
Exactly.
Running into fucking BBGs all the time.
Exactly.
No fucking BB lady is going to sit back and allow that.
They'll try.
She did. She held on as long as she could, but this is a bucking naughty boy.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a bucking naughty.
I was fucking, I was in the hurricane, dude, grasping at the fucking roof, the last of the roof. Right, first thing you do, the stock market dips, like, all right, shut the fuck up.
For sure.
I'm in control.
For sure.
You'd have to instantly.
Imagine those relationships where the girl's in control.
It happens, dude. It's, dude, okay, I was kayaking in the ocean with my fucking, with my BB lady girl. I don't know what she is, dude. She's both. She's fucking 1 foot in each world. We were, she, it's her fucking idea. I'm like, why do you want to go ocean kayak? You don't want
to. Wait, is this your current?
This is my baby. Yeah, this is my. This
all right, she's a BB lady.
She is BB lady.
Age what? There's an exactly. age. No matter
that's
what,
true.
There's an age.
That's
on
true.
It.
For
you
sure.
can still be a sick BB lady.
I think. Well, I think you can have if you have a certain amount of tattoos, and
it extends.
You do certain substances. You can. You that can extends. Definitely extend. If you hit the methadone clinic, you can extend BB girl them into fucking adult into like senior citizenry. Dude. I mean, it's rare, but
no, that's true.
You can definitely. They are BB girls. You see them down there. Do you ever drive past? You drive past a methadone clinic, and you instantly the line of people. You're like methadone clinic. You don't even have to see what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the BB girls take on a specific shape there.
What shape?
They're just like fucking a lot of times big. Like it'll be like just
you
like
think BB girls bulk up
when they take methadone. Yeah, they do. They do. But I don't even. I lost.
So
my
you
point.
Were kayaking in the ocean.
Oh, okay, so yeah. So I'm sorry. I got to my you're methadone good. Clinics. We were, it's her idea, and I'm like, I don't fucking.
Sounds like her idea.
I don't want to go
sounds
kayaking.
Like a lady idea.
I've done it before. It's fun. It's enjoyable. I'm like, we don't need to go kayaking right now.
Yeah.
We do it. She's terrified the whole time. So we start, and we, you know, we go out pretty far, and the waves are coming. She's like, I didn't know there'd be waves like this. I'm like, we're in a fucking ocean. She's like, oh, we'd never do this in a lake. And I'm like, all right, dude, freaking the fuck out. Turn around. Like, you know, you got to, like, face a wave head on when you're in an ocean kayak. I instantly, dude, just turn into PZ Prince. I was like, I got this. But you got to take a wave straight on, otherwise it'll flip you over. And those things flip so easily. Dude, so like she was trying to call the shots, point of the story, and was head trying to make us, she was like, just head towards those rocks, the jetty.
Head to the rocks.
I was like, no, stop, stop fucking paddling. It's like we were getting pulled. So I
head
had
to
like
the rocks.
Pedal us. That was her fucking, in her head, she's like, get us to the rocks. I'm like, no, we'll fucking die. So at one point, we're on the high seas. The fucking waves are coming. She's like, turn left.
Like, turn, literally, turn
dude,
left.
I, she wanted to like turn, like so the waves could hit us sideways. At one point, I was like, "Shut the fuck up!" And I fucking paddled us into the waves, out to where it was calm, and back in safely. And she was like, "I'll never do that again." I'm like,
"Yeah, we're never
dude,
doing
can we
that."
We talk about how you almost like guided us to our deaths.
So you guys got out there, the waves it was choppy, and you guys panicked.
I was fine.
Yeah, yeah
I
yeah.
love rough seas. But there, it was white caps.
I love rough seas.
Love, dude, I'm telling you, my dad just took me fishing. There was white caps, and you're not supposed to go out when the sea is yeah. white capping. My dad's a fucking naughty
you know
boy,
what
dude.
Happens.
He would be like, hey, we're going out.
Anybody that's on the high seas tends to be a naughty bee.
Yeah, dude. So that's actually, yeah, that's that makes sense. That's why those pirates start stealing stuff, dude.
They get too naughty.
Fucking getting those peg boys.
Peg boys. Oh, God, no.
But yeah, dude, the but that was basically survival kicked in. I was instantly like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
Like, hey, never gave me shit about it. Because I was like, we would have fucking, we would have got fucked up. If we'd flipped over and then she was like, I had to now swim and grab, we would have fucking
iced. You got a BB floating in the water? You got to try to fish a BB out? It's impossible.
That's how mermaids, that's where mermaids come from, dude. Just lost BB ladies and fall out of rental kayaks. They go down and see the error of their ways at the bottom of the sea.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why this is so funny.
It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
It's fucking so funny.
Oh, where are we at?
50 minutes, dude.
All right. This is, keep this churning. I don't know how much further we can stretch this.
We, I mean, dude, it's not even. We're not even stretching. This is just. Oh. We're in a deep pigeon right now, dude.
Dude, first of all, I'm calling her baby girl. Like, I didn't know her name. Yeah. So it was like, who? I was like, who are you talking about? Baby girl? You mean baby girl? Yeah, dude, we're in love now.
You gotta get a baby girl tattoo, dude.
Dude, if me and her stay together for more than 3 weeks, I'm getting a fucking baby girl tat.
If you got baby girl plus naughty boy heart arrow, dude, I mean, it's over.
I texted her this. I explained her this joke.
Okay.
Because I...
Do you talk about baby girl now?
Yeah.
On stage? Yeah.
Well, I wanted to explain to her that, like, because I hope she understood why it was funny to call myself a fucking naughty boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think a lot of girls would.
I think they do. I mean, dude, I mean, I'm going to hit you with some other disturbing news, but I don't think it matters. It matters how when you're in a room of people, if they all laugh, they go, okay, and they go along with the program. If a bunch of people booed you, they'd be like, yeah, why are you talking? That's so weird.
What?
Yeah.
No, I think BB Girl.
Unless you're, she was in. I mean, if you're in there like, oh, I saw her fucking butthole, that's like, all right, fucking take it easy. Dude, take it easy.
That's naughty BB behavior.
That's very naughty BB behavior. Because I've definitely like talked about shit on stage that like my ex wife, my girlfriend would be like, I can't believe you talk about that. When a room full of people are laughing, they're just like, they'll just smile. So. Call someone BB, it's not a big deal.
No, it's crazy. I met her. This was after like hanging out with her once.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're baby girl, dude. I fucking love you, baby girl.
And it's hilarious. It's novel. Remember what we were talking about before about guys who aren't funny and like what they have to do to get pussy? There's a world of dudes taking chicks out on dates. Like, you're sitting there like, I love you so much, BB girl. She's fucking dying laughing. It's taking all the weird pressure off of dating. Yeah. There's guys out there being like, I'm about to move up in the world pretty soon.
Well, I was also hitting that.
You hit her with the fucking
I was like, yo, I'm fucking killing the game, lady. Stick around, BB girl.
That's different. I'm talking about some dude is out there like, well, I've acquired working on acquisition. Like, you know when someone works for a company and they say we about the, like, they work for like a $5 billion like hedge fund. And like, well, we just acquired. And it's like, dude.
It's like, you work at Enterprise.
You look at spreadsheets, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, stop saying we.
We just acquired several new locations. It's like, dude, stop. That's what I do, dude. I read the mission statement, whatever company I work for on a date. I'm like, we strive to make excellent brand.
It was a good date.
Of course,
I thought I was a little nervous. I was like, I'm rusty. This could go bad.
Being funny is like, that's one of the many 12.
At a vegan restaurant, dude,
I was flying. Well, you're like, hey, let me get some hamburgers.
yeah, dude, that's a fucking chattel joke. I don't fuck with that.
I know, I'm kidding.
How dare you?
I'm kidding.
You just accused me of chatteldom?
No, what I'm about to hit you with something nice, dude. Being funny is like, that's just like having it. It's like another 12-inch dick you can have as a dude. Like being fun, like cracking people up and shit. You're deep dicking her on some level that like.
Slow down. No, slow down, dude. Slow down. BB girl's listening to this.
It's okay. She knows. Again, it's a figurative deep dicking. You know how like you like I'll be out there being like, you know, there's some 12-inch dick dudes flying around. You're just like, dude, shit, the fucking shit they can do. I'm like, oh my god, may they never meet. Like,
may they never meet.
May they never meet my sweet BB lady. Dude. But then you can make girls laugh, and there's some dude that has his fucking knocking his knees as he walks. He's like, what the fuck? I can't do that. You know what I mean? So it's like, making people laugh is rare.
Yeah.
And when you can make a girl laugh, dude.
But what happens a lot of times is BB girls love jokes.
True.
BB ladies hate jokes after a while, dude.
You get a lot of, you're not even funny.
Yeah, BB girl, BB ladies will hit you hard with that.
Yeah. You think you should have any?
You shouldn't say that.
Dude.
It's like, shut up, BB lady. Fucking naughty B, dude.
You're my BB girl.
I remember some BB girls that were great.
Yeah, man.
And once you hit BB ladydom.
Well, it also goes in my theory. If you take them on vacation, they're like, oh, I remember being a BB lady. And they fucking, if you get them in far enough away from all the periods that haunt their lives, dude, they can let their hair down. They're like, oh my God, thank God.
They're out of the period, the cyclone.
Yeah.
Cycle, yeah, cycle.
Then they go to fucking Punta Cana, and they're just like, everyone's period links up to theirs, just goes like the bank accounts like 9 times the fucking account. They're just like, everyone on the island's like, fuck. It's like, oh, this is so relaxing. I win here.
Damn. This is definitely...
Fetch me a margarita. They just watch people feet, like, bring them shit, and they're like, yes, yes, yes. My periods are gaining strength. I can finally buy light tampons again. Yes.
Stop, dude.
Sorry. It's just freakish that they're hooked up by the invisible scent of smell to each other's periods. I haven't got over that all week. I'm fried.
That's a tough fact. I think we're both fried right now.
I just wonder if dudes have the same thing with farts, dude.
With farts?
Okay, that's a strong fart.
That's the case. I'm a fucking alpha dog, dude.
It's definitely not the case, dude. Like, I'll fart in my car so hard that like I'll go do something, get back in my car, and it still smells. And I'm like, God, I'm such a fucking loser. My fucking stomach doesn't work,
dude. A fart that stays in the car when you run in somewhere and then you get back out. You're like, oh yeah, I forgot you were here. It fucking stinks.
Oh, my life sucks. I forgot.
I was a complete loser,
dude. I was thinking of shit last night. And I dropped something. I forgot what I was looking at. It was something like a card I had, and it fell into like in between like my bathroom trash can and like the drawer, like the vanity or whatever. So I shined my phone flashlight to get down to see what I was looking at, and just inadvertently shined it on my naked, pale body. It was like, ew, ew. I was like, I have little pimples everywhere, dude. What? This is disgusting. And I sat there just shone a flashlight upon my nude body. I was like, I fucking rolls. I'm like, ew.
Oh, dude. All right, sorry.
It was haunting, dude.
I was fucking texting BB girl. And I was like, this is fucking sick. This is incredible. And I was like, hold on, I gotta go get in the shower. And then I went to get in the shower and just caught a glimpse of the mirror. And I was like, oh, I am fucked, dude.
When I looked at my fucking just like pale, pimply fucking sides, all I imagined, remember the guy from Ah, Real Monsters, Crumb, who held his eyes up? I was like, I fucking look like Crumb, dude. That was the guy who held his eyeballs and fucking walked.
His name was Crumb, dude.
Yeah, it was. I looked like fucking Crumb.
Oh, no, man.
But yeah, man. That's what's been going on. I can't lose weight, and my body's changing in ways I don't like. Joe Rogan's fucking turned on me, dude, and girls have fucking weird periods I don't know about.
This is the worst, dude.
My fucking,
we just laughed for an hour, dude. This podcast sucks.
This is great, dude. This is great. Order's been restored to the universe, dude.
BB Girl came in and just look at the fucking tempo of the podcast right now. Just one BB Girl.
We're invigorated, dude.
Fires in, dude. Gets the naughty bees going, dude.
It's insane.
You can feel the energy.
I'm going home and fight with my girlfriend right now.
You gotta fight her right now, be like,
fuck. Shane, we'd actually be getting along pretty
Shane's
well.
Shane's got fucking naughty girls. Shane's out with baby girls.
Why are you so such a... Dude, it will come up at one point. I'm like, you're just like a fucking baby lady. You used to be a baby girl. You used to be a baby girl.
Dude, good luck explaining fucking baby girls and baby ladies in like a serious fight.
Oh my god, dude. It's like... I got her on page with it saying, good boy. She'll at least say like GBPs and stuff. And
yeah.
I'll have a whole GBP
That's
system.
Nice. That's fun.
Yeah, it's a nice sex joke. Like, oh, I have so many GBPs, and like try to.
That's nice.
It's great. I
got that's really nice.
If I hit her with fucking BBG and BB ladies, dude, it's like, and maybe I'm definitely gonna fight and say probably like one day like I'm gonna be a BB lady. She sprayed me in the face today with Febreze.
Why?
It was inadvertent. She was like, I was like fucking. I had a shit really badly, so I'm like, she's like, well, can I like, I'm gonna sweep the bathroom. I'm like, I have to shit like. This takes precedence over sweeping the bathroom. Like, I could shit myself right. I wasn't going. I was like, I had to shit really bad. Yeah. I was like, I could shit myself right now. And she like, stop. And I fucking let out like the most disgusting wet fart. And she was like, ew, why couldn't you just do that? I'm like, I told you. I was like, I'm on the verge. I'm on the fucking brink of devastation. You gotta let me in. So as I like, shut the, I went to, she's like, hey, I'm gonna give you toilet paper. She opened the door and I opened it. And she just sprayed Febreze like as a joke because like to quell the fart smell. And just hit me right in the face, dude. I fucking pulled my pants up. I was like, I can't fuck. I hate that shit. And fucking stormed out. Like, you sprayed me in the face. I was so mad. And then as I was walking, I'm like, wait, I told her I had to shit real bad. I was like, fuck. So I got back and I did have to shit.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I got sprayed in the face with Febreze today. I was pissed. And like, I stormed. I was like taking a walk around the block. I was so mad. I had to cool down. I was so angry.
About the Febreze.
I hate Febreze. It gives me a fucking headache.
You do hate Febreze.
So I was like, I fucking told you this shit gives me a fucking headache. Dude, I was so mad. So I took a lap, and then I could smell the Febreze coming off my arm, and I'd be like, fucking bitch. Every time I smell, like, the island berry, I'd be like, God fucking damn
that was,
it.
Well, that was your naughty bee coming out.
All it takes is a little bit of Febreze in the face, dude.
And then you're full fucking, like, I'm out of here.
You gotta slam, dude.
Walking.
You gotta slam a door. Just let her, every now and just let her know it's still in you, dude. Just be like, whoosh,
yep.
Break stuff.
That's a buck. That's
yeah.
Bucking.
Yeah, you gotta
She's buck. Hanging on. You gotta buck occasionally. Can't just be a trot.
I turn my girlfriend on so much when I get angry. Do I slam doors, dude? She gets so fucking hot.
I'd be like, dude, if baby girl's gonna piss me off, dude, I'm just punching holes in every wall.
Yeah. And just come in your house, like, oh my god, are these for me? Yeah. Like, I was so fucking mad on your BF.
Yeah, dude, she keeps posting hot Instagram pictures. Every time a random fucking naughty boy comments, I will not be able to handle that. That'll be great. I'm excited for that mental hell.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'll be fun.
Be just being supremely jealous?
Of just checking the dudes that like her Instagram?
Oh my god. That'd be so funny.
That's what comes. That comes with the territory.
Look at all these losers saying stuff to you. That's hilarious. You don't talk to
anybody. Like, man, this guy's real handsome.
This guy's a model fucking dork.
What an idiot.
Well, I think you're also, that's a, you don't got to worry much about the legion of fucking horny dudes who are like,
That's years in the future. Right now, it's all just. It's
never too soon to get in there and get on there and be like, yo, shut up. She's not a boyfriend, dude. Fucking
hell. Dude, I'm not her boyfriend.
I know. I know. Jesus. That'd be sick if you started getting up there like, yo, ease up, dude.
Yo, chill.
You should definitely get a shirtless. I mean, your Instagram should be you shirtless, be like just keeping dudes away. Yo. Should be you doing like jiu-jitsu and shit.
I tried to explain to her Indian dudes on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, just, so I just texted her. I was like, show me your bobs. Like, I need your vagina. Move shirt, bitch. Show me bobs.
Oh, that's
I don't know funny. If she, I don't know how that went.
You didn't hit
I feel like that didn't go as well.
I was like, oh, LOL.
Yeah. She's like, all right, this guy's weird as fuck.
I mean, it's fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah. All right. We got to call this thing.
This might be the greatest, dude.
It's something.
This was.
Either the best or the worst.
This was the greatest show on earth, dude. Trust me, I have Ringley, bro. I have like Barnum blood in me.
There's a lot of naughty bees that listen to this cast. They're gonna be amped.
There's something in this for everybody.
C Doc, G Doc, those are some naughty bees.
A lot of naughty bees.
Oh fuck, there's a guy we got to shout out.
Here. I'll be curious to see how to get more. We might get some insights on naughty biology from some people on the board.
Yeah, they'll know. Everybody knows. There's naughty girl or baby girls, are 23 and under, 25 and under. Then.
Yeah, 25. 25 is like an. Yeah, that's when they start their metamorphosis.
Yeah.